And there we go. Side two of Bitet, First Bite from Anchorage, Alaska, 1992. Super, super cool. This is the demo version of the tape, which actually doesn't exist on Discogs. But when you go to Discogs and you type in Bitet, First Bite, they have the CD version from 1993. So we actually have the cooler version here, although not the full version. You can find that full album on YouTube. If you just search for R.G. Geiger, who is the guy who's behind Bitet, or if you just search for Bitet, First Bite, B-Y-T-E-T, you'll be able to find that. Got a little bit of an interstitial track from a very, very cool compilation. Again, all this stuff is from the CJSF library. So every once in a while, every couple of months, I like to just go through and see what we've got here, because weird electronic music, especially Canadian weird electronic music, we've got that here. We've got all sorts of music here at CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Thomas Yerku, To Sleep at Sunrise, from the Maneuvers collection, various artists collection of Vancouver Electronica. This is the second disc in the series. We actually have three discs in the series, so stay tuned. We'll be playing two tracks at least from the third CD in there. But we'll listen to this. We'll listen to Sleep at Sunrise by Thomas Yerku, and we'll get queued up for what you've all been waiting for here, Harbor Symphony by Hildegard Westerkamp. A performance piece for nearly 150 boat horns gathered together in the Vancouver Harbor for Expo 86. Shout out to DJ All Sweat. You know who you are. He's a big fan of Expo 86. I'm a big fan of the 2010 Olympics. He's got a ton of Expo 86 memorabilia, and he is the reigning champ of that. So if you see any Vancouver 2010 memorabilia, send it my way. If you see any Expo 86 memorabilia, send it DJ All Sweat's way. And of course, you can check out his show, The Arts Show, on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Jacob, shout out to Jacob. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Vancouver FM. We bring you the best in chiptune, electronic music, synthesized stuff, weird computer music, Vancouver electronic music in this case. And we'll get this tape queued up, ready to go. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Thank you. super, super cool stuff from the Maneuvers 2 collection of Vancouver electronic music. And now, for your listening pleasure, a little bit of Vancouver history for you. Billed as, it sounded like a herd of happy elephants caught in a traffic jam, courtesy of the Globe and Mail. Is it going to sound like O Canada from the Richmond Review? Mere words are inadequate to describe what took place when the symphony began, from Harbor and Shipping magazine. On May 2nd, 1986, nearly 150 boats of all sizes and shapes gathered in Vancouver Harbor around Canada Place to perform the first ever Vancouver Harbor Symphony for Boat Horns. The piece was composed on commission from the Canada Pavilion for its Expo 86 opening. It is probably the largest environmental music event ever to be mounted in Vancouver. The Harbor Symphony was composed in memory of Helmut Westerkamp, the brother of the composer, who, as a cadet sailor on the German training ship Pamir, went down in a hurricane in the mid-Atlantic in 1957. We'll start with side A, bringing together four different field recordings of the performance taken from separate locations and mixed to give a stereophonic perspective on what the piece may have sounded like if there were such thing as a global acoustic perspective. For your listening pleasure, on CJSF 90.1 FM, on Vancouver FM, this is Hildegard Westerkamp's Harbor Symphony. incredible from Hildegard Westerkamp, who was a professor here at SFU, but was also commissioned to create Vancouver's first symphony for boat horns, performed as part of Expo 86 in Vancouver Harbor with nearly 150 boats. Super, super cool. This cassette is in our library, Harbor Symphony, and the side B, which we probably don't have time to play today because I got a stack of other cool stuff to show you. But side B is kind of a behind-the-scenes look at the composition of this piece. While we get the next cassette up and running, we've got some stuff from Cambridge. Big shout-outs to the Wizard of Ops, one of the regular guests on Vancouver back in the day. Hopefully we'll get him back up here soon. This is Robots and Electronic Brains, which was an e-zine and probably a physical zine back in the day. This is from 2003. We've got track 2 off of this. I don't know what it is because it's hard to find some track information, so I'll have to dig that up for you. We're going to get another Vancouver cassette for you. This was another one that was discovered courtesy of my colleague and co-worker, Jesse. City Squeaks Electroacoustic Music from Vancouver. And we'll be playing two cuts from that. Doug Cross with Elysian and Scott Morgan with Isabel. And some of you may know Scott Morgan by his far more well-known alias Lossil, who is one of the stalwarts, one of the pillars of the Vancouver electronic scene. Lossil just put out a new album a little while ago. We've got multiple releases in our library. Definitely one of my favorite Vancouver electronic artists. So this will be some of his earlier work under his government name. And